I want us to just take a few moments and step into this invitation together and just reset everything in your life. Whew. Into this moment of change. This is a choice of the heart. I am Liz Wright. Welcome to Live Your Best Life. The only thing that matters now is living by the power of this wonderful new creation life. We're going to become an undefeatable force of radiating glory, and we are rising up strong now in this hour. Hi family, welcome to this week's episode of Live Your Best Life with me, Liz Wright. And in our time together today, I just want to share with you an experience that I had with Jesus recently and just how he gripped my heart for all of us, and that this is really the way he wants us to live. It's the experience in his heart that he wants us to live from, because it's really life-changing. So I'm going to share with you, and then we'll go there together and just begin to engage his heart and see what he'll do for you today as he shifts us into, I believe, all of us into this experience. So I was driving in the car a few days ago, and I normally just listen to worship in the car. And so I had the radio on and was about to play some worship music, and this song came on, a classical piece of music by Leopold Mozart, which is something that I would not regularly listen to. And it was an operatic piece called Agnus Dei. And as the music started, I was about to change the music, and suddenly I felt, literally, I was driving over like a hilly area. There were no other cars. There was just like sheep and fields, thank goodness. But literally, Holy Spirit began to take over my body, and I began to involuntarily dance. I could feel Holy Spirit dancing inside of me, and I was getting absolutely blasted with his immense joy at this song. And he was ecstatic, and I was feeling his ecstatic pleasure, his enjoyment, and him dancing and twirling in response to this music. And so I said to Holy Spirit, you like this piece of music, you like Agnus Dei and Leopold Mozart. And thinking, wow, you know, and I was being impacted by his response to beautiful music and to creativity, and immediately I heard Jesus speaking to my spirit. I love the song of the heart. Wow. Feeling his presence. Wow. Wow. I'm going to stay there for a moment. He's saying to all of us, I love the song of your heart. And immediately he began to flood through me the understanding that no matter what we're doing in life, whether we're composing a beautiful piece like that of classical music or painting or, you know, whatever we do in life, writing, being a mum, being a dad, even though what we would look at as seemingly mundane activities, when we do them conscious of him as an act of worship, because we're just meaning, we're doing everything in our heart towards him, you know, from that place of connection and union and for him. You know, if we're speaking to somebody in the grocery store, you know, or helping a child learn, or, you know, whatever it is, in, or just being encouraging to a friend in a difficult time, when we engage our heart. And I think, you know, as well, of this in the context of real difficulties that we face. You know, if you are trying to cope with a relationship, for example, that is difficult, or your whatever it is, you know, what you're coping with, taking care of somebody. You know, there are many of us that care for sick relatives and support, or a support network for people who are really struggling with mental health issues or physical disabilities. Whatever it is, he wants us to know. So this is going beyond our capacity, right, to trust him in those moments and try to choose to trust him in the face of a difficulty. That, you know, using that as an illustration, but what he's saying is, I want you to understand, wow, really feeling his presence. Wow, he really, really wants you to understand this, that there's just nothing mundane in your life. Your life, when you engage into this truth, this invitation into experience, when you simply do everything in life, really, towards him, it's a song of your heart, and that brings immense joy. It causes the Trinity to dance. And that's what I felt. I just impart this experience to you. Holy Spirit, awaken my brothers and sisters right now, listening to me, watching this. Just begin to engage them into the experience that you consumed me with, where we, each one of us, can experience the joy that our choices, whether it's a creative choice, whether it's whatever it is in life we're doing, no matter how seemingly menial it might be to us, washing the dishes or cutting the grass, or, like I said, you know, caring for people, which is important, but it can become burdensome. And you say, just know that when you do it looking at me, it becomes the song of your heart. It's worship, which is the original meaning in when we see it in the book of Genesis, the description, the word work, it, in the original language, it means worship. So everything we do in life is really stewardship of that moment, right? And it really is able to be a part of our relationship with him. And he's wanting you to know, and he's wanting us to experience this as fuel for our life and to sweep us up into the dance with him. And honestly, I went into a different place within myself of freedom and joy, and just to know that anything that I'm doing in my life, as I'm doing it with my heart towards Jesus, is becoming the source in that moment of his joy. I am able to do that, right? It's immense, isn't it? You are able to do that in the smallest little moments of your life. They become of eternal value. They become a memory that Jesus, that Father, the Holy Spirit savors, and you will savor, you know, as you're progressing in your relationship with him. What seemed to be irrelevant to you, or of no consequence, because we tend to think the big initiatives in life, right, the big callings in life, the classical callings in life, to preach to millions and see people, you know, awakened, saved, healed, you know, the miracles, and that's amazing, and we all want to see that. But in your relationship with him, this is of equal value, because it's the pure sound that's coming from your heart. And so I came back home and I just burst into my house and saw, where's my husband? And I was crying, just undone by what I just experienced. And I just sat there in a puddle on the floor of tears, just going, I want Jesus. I want every moment of my life to be a continuation of the song of my heart to you. And everything sort of got wrapped up into that revelation. Like, suddenly my entire life sat in that moment of divine perspective. And that's what he's wanting to do for you right now. And he reminded me of the scripture. Where is it? Zephaniah 3:17. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. He will exult over you with loud singing. He will exult over you with loud singing. So I want us to just take a few moments and step into this invitation together and just reset everything in your life. Whew. Into this moment of change. This is a choice of the heart, right? And I don't think there's any of us that would say no. You know, and we want to live from that place, Holy Spirit, of strength, where we can feel what it feels like in your heart when what we're doing becomes the song of our heart. When we do, well, everything that we're doing is in front of you, is for you, is one with your life flowing through us, and we feel the delight that we are causing in your heart, that heart response in you. So I just, let's just take a few moments now and just do this and reset life and put everything in your life into the context of this perspective and become immersed. You become freshly immersed into this experience. I don't want to just tell you this experience, right? Of course, it is. I can feel the Lord wanting you to be completely drenched in this experience, caught up in the dance, right? In the perichoresis, it says in the Greek, that we're enfolded by the Trinity. We are in the divine dance, and we're in that, able to experience his absolute joy over us. And I feel like as he's doing that, he will absolutely heal us. You know, he'll heal every part of your heart as you recognize, your heart recognizes completely the delight that you bring to him, the love he has for you, the love that he has for you anyway. But when you respond this way and you engage into your relationship this way, and your whole life begins to take on a different meaning and a different level of purpose, you heal, right? We heal. The trauma that we've experienced in our life is drowned in, as it becomes immersed in this greater experience of the truth that you are the source of his joy in that moment. You are the one that's causing the heart of God to leap and dance. And like I said, my arms and my legs, my body was involuntarily leaping all over the place. I was, as Holy Spirit was dancing inside of me. And it's everything, anything that you do in life, where you're glancing at him this way, anything, it becomes, like I said, that, like he said to me, this is the song. I love the song of the heart. I love the song of the heart. And so going back to that song that I was listening to, that composition, it was for him. It was all for him. It was, when I Googled it afterwards, it was about the Lamb of God. It was Leopold Mozart was actually composing that and performing that for his king, out of love for him. And I did feel a little bit of the specialness of their relationship and how much Jesus loves him, and he loves us just the same, no matter what we're doing. So just begin to sink in. I want you to tune into his presence again, so this becomes really real for you. It's really, really an immersive experience that resets you on a different path, on a different course in your life now, going forwards. So the mundane becomes of eternal value. Everything shifts. The pain takes on a very different context. The painful circumstances you're enduring as you look to him, you are causing his heart to rejoice in you and sing over you and bring him so much happiness in that moment, and becomes part of that relationship, the memories of your relationship that you'll savor forever, like I said. So Jesus, I'm just going to speak language to help you, language from your heart, to just step in. Jesus, thank you that you are there right now. You are in us by your beautiful Spirit. you are a glance away. Jesus, we let go of the external noise. We quiet ourselves. We still ourselves down on the outside and on the inside. Just in these next few moments, Jesus, I thank you for the ability to resensitize into your presence. Wow. Wow. There he is. There's his presence moving even more strongly now. Wow. He's resensitizing your awareness into the reality of him filling you again right now. I can feel it. Wow. Just let your heart's attention turn inwards. Let go of the external. Let go of the pressure. Wow. Wow, I can actually feel him detaching pressure off you at the moment, quieting you down on the inside as you're tuning your attention into him again. Wow. Wow, and I can actually feel him engaging you into the experience of your value, of like a mum or a dad would look at their newborn baby, you know, with absolute love. This absolute unconditional love pouring out from the parent's heart to the baby. He's likewise beginning to saturate you with the experience of how loved you are. You literally are the focus of his heart as his child. Wow. And he's wanting every part of you to be so secure in his love, so convinced of his faithfulness. He wants all your heart so convinced, I can feel him doing this right now, of his faithfulness, of his love for you, that you're so secure, that you're secure attachment, to use that language, would be him. You'd be so stable and convinced of his faithfulness that it would free you to be able to enjoy your relationship with him and to just live in that beautiful place of the song of his heart, the song of your heart, being one, back and forth, communication of the heart of the king, your heart to him. Back and forth, so that you're free. And that's what I was feeling when this was happening to me in the car. I felt this shift of freedom as I began to understand his immense delight in me. All over again at a deeper level still. There's a couple of scriptures actually that I just wanted to read for us. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, okay. So listen to these couple of scriptures. Let them soak into you as power to shift you into such a place of security of heart. 2 Corinthians 9:8. Just as I'm reading them, just keep your attention on him, where you're letting go, the pressure and the noise is lifting and detaching from you externally, and you're quietening down the inside internally. Getting stiller and stiller, you know, this be still and know, be still and experience that he is God and he's within you all over again, and he's wanting to convince every area of your heart of your immense value. 2 Corinthians 9:8, and God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things at all times, you may abound in every good work. He's pouring that into you at the moment. I can feel him, so that you are absolutely secure in your heart, absolutely sure, expecting the increase of his goodness, expecting that provision to flow to meet your every need, all grace abounding, grace enabling you to live as a new creation being supernaturally, naturally in life now, healing flowing through you, miracle working power, the one who is the miracle worker, right? Dispensing through you, enabling you to live by faith, not by sight, in rest, deeply rooted and grounded and established in his love as your normal life experience, normal Christian life experience, with everything that you need, all wisdom, all grace, all healing, all energy, all love, abounding towards you. Philippians 4:19, and my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Everything. He's saying he wants you to rest in this. So thank you, Jesus, for this truth embedding into the core of my heart now, into the deepest part of me, so that I know that my needs are taken care of and I can simply rest in that and prioritize my relationship with you, prioritize shifting into this place now by your grace, that my heart song is what delights your heart. So just give him everything now. Let this be personal. Hand over everything. Hand over everything. Taking care of the kids, taking care of your husband or wife, you know, your work responsibilities, caring for people. Whatever it is, difficult relationships, delightful relationships, what you do creatively, everything in your life, washing the dishes, mowing the lawn, you know, painting, decorating, you name it, where from the traumatic to the creative to the day-to-day responsibilities of your life, sit them all now in the context of this truth. Wow. Everything. Everything done towards him with your heart's attention on him becomes part of this song, becomes part of your relationship with him that has eternal value forever, 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 that you can savor forever. You know, I've had some profound encounters washing the dishes or loading the dishwasher, literally, because you've just got the eyes of your heart on him while you are doing the activity. And those moments are part of the rich tapestry of my relationship with Jesus. These are the milestones of my life, my memories with him, right? The milestones of your life are your memories with Jesus. And he wants you to know, rest in my faithfulness, rest in the security of heart that you is actually yours now, and be set free today, be liberated today into being able to experience the dance, experience how loved you are, how enjoyed you actually are. And all of us can do this. We can choose, right? Oh, and we do, over and over and over, to look at the heart of God with our own heart and go, this is for you. This moment, fill it with you. I love you. I love you. I want to do this for you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And to live from the strength of heart that this revelation, this experience provides. Everything in your life has eternal value. You are the absolute love of the heart of Jesus. He adores you. Feels so wrecked with his presence in his heart. Thank you, Jesus, for taking us deeper and deeper and deeper into this over the coming days. Even today, Jesus, just wreck us with this experience like you wrecked me, that we can reset fully and completely day after day after day into this until it's no longer a choice. It's just how we live. Thank you. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're doing. Amen. Stay with him if you can. just a little bit longer. Let this be a thorough work for you. Just reflect over your heart and give him everything back. Your life will literally transform through this. So have the most amazing week, and I look forward to being with you again next week. God bless. 2 years ago, Jesus spoke to me and he said if I would create a space for him, he would come. And what he has done in the last 2 years is absolutely incredible. He birthed what is now known as the International Mentoring Community. Every week, myself, along with other international guest speakers, come on live and they pour in God's love and revelation. There is an activation anointing on my life. And so every single week, as we come together at the feet of Jesus, I have an environment in which I can impart this anointing onto you. He never, ever misses a week with us. He wants to take you into deeper experiences with him than you thought was even possible. So I want to personally invite you now to come and join us and sit at his feet with us.